91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. A century-old home and barn have been destroyed in a blaze on Roblin Way north of the 401. Fire departments from Quinte West and Belleville responded to the blaze earlier this morning. Several homes were evacuated from the surrounding area because of falling embers. Police are on the scene of the fire, which caused no injuries. The U.S. Navy says it has deployed a second aircraft carrier to the Persian Gulf amid rising tensions with Iran over its nuclear program.
A U.S. Navy spokesperson says the deployment of the nuclear-powered USS Enterprise alongside the Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group marks only the fourth time in the past decade that the Navy's had two aircraft carriers operating at the same time in the Gulf. The two carriers will support the American military operations in Afghanistan and anti-piracy efforts off Somalia's coast and in the Gulf of Aden. The warships also patrol the Gulf's key oil routes that Iran has threatened to shut down in retaliation for economic sanctions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pakistani police say gunmen on a motorcycle opened fire on a shoe store in southwest Pakistan, killing four Shiite Muslims. Police officer Hamid Shakil says Monday's apparent sectarian attack occurred in Quetta, the capital of Balochistan province. Three other Shiites were wounded. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Pakistan has a long history of Sunni extremists attacking members of the country's minority Shiite community. The last year has been especially bloody in Balochistan. The Sunni-Shiite schism over the true heir to Islam's prophet Muhammad dates back to the 7th century. A special prosecutor says she will not bring the shooting death of teen Trayvon Martin before a grand jury. Special prosecutor Angela Corey said Monday she continues to investigate the case and will not involve a grand jury set to mid-Tuesday. Corey says her decision to skip the grand jury shouldn't be considered a factor in determining whether charges will be filed against George Zimmerman. Zimmerman is the neighborhood watch volunteer who has admitted to fatally shooting the unarmed Martin. That means the decision now rests solely with Corey. Two men have appeared in court on accusations that they were behind a shooting rampage in Oklahoma that left three people dead. Alvin Watts and Jake England appeared via closed-circuit television from jail Monday. A judge set bonds at $9.16 million apiece. Police described the suspects as white and the victims as black, but can't yet say if the attacks were racially motivated. They also say that they are looking into whether England was trying to avenge his father's death. Both are being held on suspicion of three counts of first-degree murder, two counts of shooting with the intent to kill, and one count of possession of a firearm in the commission of a felony. They will be formally charged at a later date. Neither man had an attorney present Monday. That's 91X News to 1 o'clock. Here's Keenan Weaver of Sports.
Thanks, Sam. In Junior A action, the Stouffville Spirit head up to Whitby to face off against the Fury tonight. The Spirit beat the Fury 2-1 last night on home ice and lost to Whitby 4-2 on Friday. Phoenix goalie Mike Smith, Tampa Bay's Steven Stamkos, and Pittsburgh Penguin star Sidney Crosby are the three stars of the week in the NHL. Smith posted three straight wins, including a 54-save shutout. Stamkos had four goals in four games to reach the 60-goal mark, while Crosby registered two game-winning goals. Kevin Garnett scored 20 points to help lead the Boston Celtics to a 103-79 win over the struggling Philadelphia 76ers. 76ers coach Doug Collins says the Celtics can make any team look terrible.
This team is taking it to another level. They make you look bad. So, I mean, a combination of us being bad and them making us look worse. I mean, they did this to Miami, I think, last Sunday. You know, they did it to Indiana. They're playing great.
The neck-and-neck race for the NBA's Western Conference title continues tonight in Salt Lake City and Milwaukee. The San Antonio Spurs enter their road outing against the Utah Jazz, riding an 11-game winning streak and holding a percentage point lead over Oklahoma City at the top of the standings. Elsewhere, the Toronto Raptors play the Pacers in Indiana. In MLB action, Yu Darvish is getting ready for his highly anticipated Major League debut. The Rangers hand the ball to the high-priced import for tonight's opener of a four-game series with the visiting Seattle Mariners. Texas paid Japan's Nippon Ham Fighters more than $50 million just for the rights to negotiate with Darvish. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's all for sports. Here's Sam with 91x weather.
91x weather today, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and wind gusting to 60 later in the day with a high of 10. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, changing to 70% overnight. Wind west 40 kilometers gusting to 60 later on and a low of plus 4. Tuesday, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and wind west 30 kilometers, gusting to 50 and a high of 7. It's 8 degrees. I'm Sam Norman with Keenan Weaver. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.